My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here on the DMV, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the Odyssey app. You can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by friends at Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. It's Bish, EB, and JP. If you want to chime in throughout the show, you can always hit us up on the MGM National Harbor listener lines at 800-636-1067.
You know, Jason.
Yes, sir.
You need to text your boy and get some nuggets. Have you been texting him, by the way?
What boy? I got many boys.
Trace.
Oh.
You should have capitalized on that.
No. See, the thing about texting Trace, like during a season or during camp, he
likes to lock in.
He locks in. He doesn't respond.
He blows you off.
I mean, I guess you can call it that. Or he's just not checking texts on the regular.
Text the dad.
I did.
And what did dad tell you?
He said he's heard nothing but good things about Jahan.
Right.
That is a Penn State brother.
Yeah. I said, did Dotson have a reputation for having a bad attitude? He goes, not that I'm aware of. Always good from my standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked him if he thinks Trace is going to play the second half on Sunday. He goes, my gut tells me he'll get some time. Not sure how much. But I'm just, Trace isn't going to give me anything.
Yeah. Like, plus, he's not going to tell me a minute. He's literally been there for...
Yeah, but he knows the vibe. Even only been there a few days.
He's not going to say anything bad about it.
Not publicly, but he might privately.
Yeah, I mean, even privately, he'd probably just say, yeah, everything's good.
Yeah.
But I never heard anything bad about Dotson.
I get that.
Last night, you had two preseason games. And I bring them up because has Quinn said that Jane Daniels isn't going to play? I don't think we've heard that officially,
He's gone on the record with that.
Yeah, we asked him that.
I was looking at the preseason games last night. If you look at the Bears-Chiefs game, all right, Mahomes, of course, didn't play. They played Ian Book and some guy I never heard of, Chris Oladukum. And the Bears played, they did not play
Caleb.
No. They played Brett Rypien, Austin Reed, and Tyson Bagent.
Yep.
And then you look at the other game.
Richardson played.
Now, Richardson did play.
Yep.
He's essentially a rookie. I mean, he played four games last year. He's a second-year player. But on the other side of it, Joe Burrow didn't play. It was Logan Woodside the entire game.
Yeah, but I
think the Bengals did that last year.
Richardson actually dropped back 14 times.
Other teams do.
But I think it tells you
about what
likelihood is he's not going to play, because it seems to be the trend that less and less are playing,
true.
And by the time you get to that final game,
it's true.
Guys aren't playing. Like, the outlier is the Colts. One out of four teams, and I'm guessing, you know, we've heard from a lot of the teams that they're not playing. Like, the Jets obviously get a lot of press.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Rodgers isn't playing.
Right.
Well, Cliff, if it was a clue in his little 10 minutes that he did with the media yesterday, when they were talking about how they were approaching preseason, and he talked about, you know, We're basically just trying to see if guys can win one-on-ones, very vanilla, not really doing anything. He says we might throw in one or two things here or there that we want to do against Tampa. He said, but he specifically said, But with Jaden, like we have plenty of information. We know what Jaden can do. He's passing every color. This guy, obviously studying. Like, you know,
they feel confident.
He made the point of saying, "We've seen plenty enough with of Jaden already." That could be a clue. He's not playing.
All right. So we talked a lot about Jahan Dotson and the trade. He's on the Eagles now.
Mm-hmm.
So what's left at wide receiver? Just want to go through this. This is put it on our Instagram page, Sports Junkies Radio. Give us a follow there. But this is a graphic I got from the 33rd team. And we know this, but they've got Terry McLaurin as their one. You got De'Ami Brown as their two. I guess Oz Olamide Zaccheaus is your three. That's what they have. They drafted Luke McCaffrey.
Who knows what number they are, but yeah.
But we can talk about who's going to be on the team and who needs to maybe step up in the preseason. So I think those four, they seem like locks.
Mm-hmm.
After that, I think it's a question mark. Because after that, they've got Jamison Crowder as their number five. I don't know if he's locked to make the team. If Zaccheaus is a slot guy, and Luke McCaffrey, I know they say he can play all over the field and they want to do different things with him, is kind of a slot guy. I see Jamison Crowder as a slot guy.
But he's returning punts.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know anybody else. Camp, though.
But he was their punt returner.
Other guys. They say they know what he can do.
Yeah. So if that's his role, I mean, he's going to make the team.
But these are the guys battling for spots, and you can even add others. But Jamison Crowder, Martavis Bryant,
I need to see it. I can't hear it. My brain doesn't work that way. So get your pen. No. I have the depth chart in front of me, too, but I need to write down.
Write down who you think will
definitely.
I think the top four are going to make it.
I think they'll keep seven, if including Crowder as a punt returner. So,
yeah. Okay. All right. So let's start.
So six receivers and Crowder.
Terry's a lock. Let's just go through the locks. De'Ami, I don't care what you say. Lock.
We just went through the locks.
Yeah. I know, but I need to see it.
Just let him write it down. It's fine.
I need to see it in my freaking Oz. Lock.
And Luke McCaffrey.
McCaffrey, four.
Luke, lock.
Those Crowder, four. Crowder, five.
Crowder, I think he's on the bottom end of it, but I think. Just because they're using other guys, but okay, I'll say Crowder's a lock.
Well, only because
now, two of the guys they signed during training camp were Byron Pringle and Martavis Bryant.
I think they like Pringle. They keep mentioning him.
Okay.
And then I would say they like Kaz Allen.
They've got Kaz Allen. They've
because
got
Tinsley. He said it, and Kingsbury said it yesterday, and he didn't want people to get carried away with it.
Mm-hmm.
But he said, I'm not saying he's him. But he does a lot of similar things. We can utilize him in that Debo role. He can take it out of the backfield. He can catch. He's saying, I'm not saying he's Debo.
So that would be your number seven?
Possibly. Now, that leaves out Bryson Tremaine. Maybe they think they could stash him on the...
Mitch, what about Tinsley?
Tinsley's done nothing. Now, he's gone.
He's played regime, a lot. He played a lot. That's true.
He's dropping balls.
That's
he's
true.
Previous regime. He's Dunsky.
The 33rd team, for what it's worth,
in
and
my
I do
opinion.
Like that site, they had the Marcus Rosemee Jack Saint guy.
He's played a lot. It seems like he's played a lot.
He's 22.
I don't know. Do you think they're going to keep seven? If they keep seven, they still keep four tight ends?
Probably not. I'm going to guess they keep three tight ends.
Three?
Yeah.
So it'll be Ertz, Sinnott, and Bates.
Bates.
I mean, they're locks. Those three are locks.
Yeah. I think those are the top three, and Cole's probably
on the outside looking in.
Do they stash him on practice squad? I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know.
Who do you think on Sunday, in a meaningless game for your starters, but a meaningful game for guys that are trying to make the team, who do you think? Do you think there are any big names that are in trouble? Like, could Jamin Davis, do you think Jamin Davis is a lock to make the team?
I think at this point, yes. They like, and everyone's talked about how they challenged him, and they like how he's responding to the challenge. When they challenged Jahan,
I feel like he's made enough plays.
Yeah,
you think, and maybe the move of trading away Jahan Dotson doesn't portend well for this guy. Do you think Fedarian Mathis is a lock?
No,
I don't think he's a lock. But
has he even done anything?
Reportedly, he played much better in this last preseason game.
Remember, they drafted
Pop for me.
They drafted Johnny Newton.
Yep.
So
they got Ridgeway.
They've got starters in Allen and Payne.
Yep.
They've got Newton. They got Ridgeway. Like, that's four right there.
Yeah.
He's not a lock. Defensive lineman.
But Ridgeway's not a lock either, although I like Ridgeway.
I thought Mathis actually shown you more. I thought Mathis slipped behind Ridgeway on the depth chart.
On the depth chart, he is behind.
I thought he slipped behind him.
Yeah. I think Ridgeway's better.
I was reading another guy that also, Iran draft pick, Ricky Stromberg, who they drafted in the third round. I heard he's dicey.
He's dicey, but they're playing him all over the place. Now,
that's true.
Is that because they can't find a place where he's good? Or is it because they think he can chip in a lot of places?
That's a possibility.
I don't know. I don't know how to read that.
But is he your backup center?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
He's been playing everywhere.
They played him everywhere.
They played him at guard. They played him at center.
Backup left guard,
right
guard.
They've got a guy, Michael Dieter, listed on the depth chart as their second string center.
Yeah, I don't know who that is. But Stromberg, I just read that he's could be on the outside looking in.
It'll be interesting to see, after the roster cut, the percentage of players that remain from Ron Rivera's era.
It ain't going to be a lot.
I mean, it's going to be like 20%.
It ain't going to be a lot.
In a year.
Yeah. Well, people could see it coming, honestly.
I mean, it's a complete clean slate.
You could see it coming. You could almost call it when he just kept calling in, bringing in these bums from Carolina.
Well, it's not to bums. We talked about this before. The four first-round picks, Chase Young, Jamin Davis, Jahan Dotson, and Emmanuel Forbes.
Mm-hmm.
At best, they only have two of those guys now, and they're at least one's a backup who they're trying to change positions in Jamin Davis.
Yeah, I got high hopes for Jamin.
And the other one, people are not high on either.
Forbes, apparently, they've challenged him. He's responding well. The best draft
out of his four was probably 21. It ain't great, but at least the top four players are still on the team.
Give me the four.
Jamin, Cosmi, St. Juice, Diami.
Mm-hmm.
At least they're on the team.
But none of them have done much.
No, of course.
But Cosmi's good. I'll give Cosmi.
I mean, you got two starters, two backups, maybe three starters. Diami's a starter now. But that's probably been the best draft, the 21 draft.
I just need one of these guys to break out so you guys can see that just because a guy hasn't necessarily blossomed in the first 2 years of his career doesn't mean he can't finally blossom in the third year.
Look, my
guess, can happen.
They're going to produce more than they have because they haven't produced anything. But I think the problem is it's going to be like the Patriots receiving core the last couple of years where people would say they just don't have weapons.
Well, we don't have...
Now, they may have a better number one in Terry McLaurin than what the Patriots had, but... Part of the rap, the knock on the Patriots was, okay, Mac Jones started to struggle after his rookie season. He had a good rookie season, but he didn't have him to throw to.
Well, let's just put it in simple points. When you say weapons, do you mean like a guy could take it to the house anytime he touches it?
Yeah, difference maker.
Do you think?
Okay, I think we have a couple. I think Terry, I'm going to qualify him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say Eckler, if he's like he has been.
I'm a big Eckler fan.
That might be.
And I think we'll see it in the little bit of work.
Well, no.
Like they can throw to the tight end. Like the thing is, it's a less explosive offense, right? The Patriots went that route where they even tried to like load up on tight ends. But it wasn't Gronk and it wasn't Aaron Hernandez. But they tried to go tight ends and like, oh, well, we got some good tight ends. But they didn't have receivers and it just wasn't an explosive offense.
Who are you talking about?
The last couple seasons.
New England.
Oh, New England. Is that who you're talking about?
Yes.
Oh. No one jumps off the page as an explosive, big play guy. And they know that.
The closest is Terry.
The closest is Terry. Yeah, I mean, he's their number one, but
I think that
a lot of people consider him a really, really good number two.
I think Diami can make some plays downfield, believe it or not. That's what he did.
He did in college. That's true.
So I'm going to say I think he can, if they give him the opportunity, and he's learned, maybe he's a slow learner. You know what I mean? Like a slow adjustment.
Look, it might be.
I think they're going to lose any athleticism.
They're going to have a better offense because of Jaden.
Yes.
However, Jaden might be more in the path of, and it's people are going to get triggered by like a Marcus Mariota type of passing production where he's not going to pass for 4,000 yards because he's going to run for 800 and he might only throw for 3,100.
No, he's not going to throw for 4,000. I don't think anybody expects that.
And there's nothing necessarily wrong with that, but I think the lack of explosion is, bring up the Patriots. Last year, their leading receiver was DeMario Douglas. Sorry, he's not as good as Terry McLaurin. Then they had Kendrick Bourne and Devontae Parker, both roughly around 400 yards and 35 catches.
Valdez, what were you going to say?
It's just, I feel like these receivers are in a lose-lose in JP's mind. Because if they play well, It's because of
they're just getting playing time.
No, no, no. It's because of Jaden is a far superior quarterback than they had in their career. And then if they suck, well, then they sucked all along. But I'm just saying, if they play well, they don't get any kind of credit for it.
No, if they play well, they'll get credit. You look, the Ravens, for example, you're a Ravens guy. You know, last year and in many years, they've tried to upgrade at wide receiver. That's why they brought Odell Beckham Jr. aboard last year. On board, and they've got two first round picks, right? In Zay Flowers and Bateman are first round picks. Mm-hmm. They felt like they needed to get better at receiver. And what I'm saying is the trend around the league is to try and get more weapons for your quarterback. And it seems like the Commanders right now took away one weapon who's produced. Everybody else besides Terry McLaurin. They haven't done anything in the league.
But to defend them, they added Zaccheaus, Oz, and they added McCaffrey. Right. So you lose Dotson, but you added two.
They also
lost Samuel, too, by the way.
Well, they lost Samuel.
But
they knew they were losing him.
Even though you guys will mock me, if you watch him, you see the shiftiness. They like Kaz Allen, who hasn't done anything at this level.
Why not even make the team?
Correct. But he is an explosive type player. But they may not have use for him for whatever reason because he fumbled. The fumble did not help him.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
All right, let's take a break. Let's come back. We'll talk college football. We've done a ton of Commanders. We're going to talk college football when we come back with head coach of the Virginia Tech Hokies, Brent Pry. Stay with us.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.